November 23rd, 2018, Friday. It's almost 4 p.m. and this is my third entry today as I hike in Joshua Tree. I'm near the bottom of the Cottonwoods. I've got a couple, 5 minutes, and I'll be on a fairly, well, not much decline, but still some rocky stuff until I get back to the road, or the dirt, the Jeep road. And there's something I wanted to add to what I, you know, this state of mind of mine. This week, I haven't felt myself. I've been feeling really out of it. Like I've been having a hard time remembering words. There's a feeling that who I am is just going to shut off. It's like there's so much work involved in maintaining this false identity, this limited identity of, you know, the small me, lowercase m, small self, lowercase s, that somehow it's just going to just turn off. Now, I don't know what will come to its place. When I was healthier and I was more optimistic about many things, and I was able to hike all the time and keep my energy level at a sufficiently stoked state that there was almost no friction in terms of the manifestation of Kundalini in this body. It was almost ideal circumstances, really, you know, all things considered here on this planet. But yeah, I've just felt like I was at a health food store on Wednesday. I was placing some special orders, chatting, and I've even had a hard time even looking at people, maintaining eye contact with people. I just don't want recognition. I don't want to have that, I don't know, almost like, I don't know what that's all about, but again, just this general sense of uncomfortableness, of dis-ease, but also of breakdown. You know, as I'm having to squint to look at fine print. That was not the case a year ago. I've been reading about the harm that LED lights cause to the eyes. And, you know, even dimming the LEDs causes them to flicker more. You know, the flickering in addition to the brightness, or, you know, they're both problems. I mean, they burn out your optical nerves. I'm not sure exactly what else they do. I haven't memorized the data, but I used to have a plasma flat screen TV, and that thing was awesome. And then when I lived in Hawaii, I had a laptop computer that I don't even think it had a, did it have a backlight? Well, it was not a color screen. It was one of the earlier Macs. It was just black. Maybe it had color. I don't think it had color. I don't remember now exactly, but it was, the screen was a different technology. I think it was before LEDs. This is closer to, you know, 2000, so 2002, 2003. But I didn't have any problems looking at it, and I have an iMac right now, which is very bright, and I've got some software on it that allows me to dim the computer, but it's not enough. It's not enough. Or to put it into health mode, which makes it more of a brownish, or, you know, a yellowish brownish. It's more of a yellowish hint, tint, hue or tint, not hint. And but my eyes are going. And then, you know, this ongoing infatuation of mine with a much younger lady. You know, that's, in, you know, she will, you know, come of age in a couple of years, and we'll see if anything comes of it. But really, I don't want to pursue a relationship and a family if I'm not of sound mind and body. You know, I would like to lose weight and to be feeling much more vigorous and optimistic as opposed to burdened. You know, I continue to be, I've got a boss in my workplace and some staff, some intractable negativities, micromanaging, there's just some crazy bad stuff. And I don't bring any of it to work. But, I would like to think I don't. But there's just some things that are keeping me from reaching my full potential. And so in that context, looking at the overall situation, it's hard for me to believe that I'm on the edge of transcendence. I feel like I'm on the edge of a worsening and hastening breakdown. But in the past, any sense of dis-ease and uncomfortableness in my state of being, because there is that too in me. You know, I'm just I feel like who I am, my mode of consciousness, is a problem. Either I can't maintain it because I'm going mad, or I shouldn't be maintaining it because there's a larger orientation, a larger perceptual mode available. So I don't really know what it is. Don't know what it is. I don't know what to say. And it's kind of like this, there's a feeling of frozenness in my brain. Like I was at the top of the mountain lying down. I lied down for maybe, I had 15 minutes of sun on my body. I was naked up at a little over, over 4,000 feet up. And there were chemtrails to the south of me, but not immediately between me and the sun, at least not in the last hour or two. The chemtrails were dissipating rapidly today, which means, in the course of an hour, they kind of disappear, which is unusual. I mean, which means that the material is falling down more quickly. So I don't know, but anyways, I got sun. But up there, I was trying to connect with her. I try to bring my frontal lobes together some, or at least bring some attention to my frontal lobes and concentrate on her. And normally, I'd either, get the clicking sound or some sense of, projection from the third eye point. And I didn't have that. I mean, what I had was basically I don't know what it was, but it was like I couldn't really bring my hemispheres together. It was like they were repelling. It was something like, they were like both North Poles. That wasn't the case just a few weeks ago. So I do think my psychic functioning is eroding. And, which concerns me. But it's, because I want to keep that so I can continue to have these exchanges of energy and feeling, over the ethers with this gal. But, as I mentioned in the last entry, the metal box is blocking it, inhibiting it, and my overall life is just not supporting a high vibration, transmittive, conductive, amplifying kind of life. I just want to shut down. I just want to turn off. I don't want to deal with anything. Or at least I don't want to take one step more in my current form. So, part of me is, I don't know if I'm happy about it, but part of me is open. I have to be open to the idea, that given how long it's taking me to resolve the issue of this RF enclosure, the thing was probably 50 grand when you consider all the installation costs and the modifications to the house and this and that and lighting and electric and air conditioning, all that stuff. that I'm just not going to dump it. You know, maybe there is a chance that my body can adapt to it somehow. I haven't seen that, but maybe that's what will happen if my being feels there's no alternative. Or maybe the alternative is just shutting down my psychic functioning so that I can be, I don't know, have a better physical health in there. I don't really know. Must be sending confusing signals because, you know, this is an 8-hour hike today. I did an 8-hour hike on Monday. That, more than that, almost 8.5 hours, that kind of blew me out of the water. Massive elevation gain there. And overall, I don't know, well over 3,000 feet, maybe 4,000 feet, not sure. Yeah, let's call it 3,500 feet and 18 miles, I think. I was fried. And then having to drive 240 miles round trip, that was on the busy highways of LA. That was definitely something, a major outlay. And so that blew my gasket for the next day or two. But what I mean is that I'm still seeking out areas that are balanced and healthy for me. There was tremendous sprain on Monday. Just constant overflights of these, military tanker jets, I think, and just dumping and dumping and dumping. I mean, it is, every time you had even a mild break in the cloud cover, they just hit it with several more lines from these jets. And I felt bad. I did not feel good. I don't know what I'm inhaling, and for all I know, they're putting, more and more toxic material in there, or they tailor it. You know, maybe they knew I was hiking in the San Gabriel Mountains. You know, they dump something that damages your psyche. I don't know, but that also just blew me out. Did not feel good after that hike. In fact, I felt kind of ill. And I don't feel well still. So I don't know what's going on. But just saying, I feel discombobulated. There on that hike, I wasn't feeling good. And I think I went a few times of a good half hour where I barely breathed. And I was, walking quite a distance along the trail. And that was not able to do the trick in terms of grounding. I needed more. And I didn't feel high or energized. No. Not even after having, after putting some food in my tummy. Still did not feel good. Normally, in the past, this is some years ago, I'd say 8 years ago, 9 years ago, I'm not sure when, but there was a time, when I moved out here in 2005, between 2005 and maybe 2009, at which point I think just the overall level of toxicity was so bad, or my exposures to various stressors was so bad, that I really didn't feel high after a hike anymore. I don't get endorphins anymore. It doesn't seem like it. I feel kind of empty. Don't get a buzz, living in a world without a high, that's sad. Here they're coming out with this synthetic opioid that's 1,000 times more powerful than heroin. Good, that's what we need. More fake drugs to put you in a sacred place, supposedly. This false heaven that you're reaching for. Or bringing into life. Anything else to share? Nah, just TruthStream Media did a video, I think it came out today or yesterday, called don't know, do androids dream of electric sheep? Something like that, about androids and electric sheep. And it reviews a Philip K. Dick novel and technological advances where they're going to zap you with a certain frequency or a certain dose of a chemical to stop you from feeling depressed, and then give you a chemical or a zap of a certain frequency to make you feel happy. And that's exactly what they're doing with, I think, the TVs and the streaming services on the internet, using your phones or using your desktop computers, because I think that's part of what's messing me up. It's not just my eyesight, it's burning out. I think the LED lights are also messing with your spiritual mechanism inside you. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it is. The pineal gland is full of optical nerves. You know, they're meant to perceive light, even though it's deep inside your body, your brain. But they're also trying to manipulate your emotions. And so when I talk about, St. Thomas, no, not St. Thomas, who was it? St. Francis of Assisi, who was the guy who wrote, he wrote a book. And he had some passages, some poems, I don't know what they were. But he talked about a dark night of the soul. He was a Christian monk, saint, I don't know, some guy. And I think, there's a long tradition of wisdom that, it takes effort to understand. It takes good works to have feelings of self-worth and to value yourself. I mean, you got to do things that are good. It's just not a chemical or frequency dose. And so the Philip K. Dick novel that Melissa Dykes and her husband Aaron, review and talk about is where this woman is, the husband's telling her that she should not allow herself to feel depressed. Because she's hitting herself, she's decided to set this machine to give her 6 hours of self-accusatory depression, I think, is what it was. Because everyone else is hitting the button that gives them the high, that gives them that erases a bad memory, that alters their perceptions. It doesn't alter their reality. Because she was talking in the video, they have great, one of their strengths, apart from really some great timeless analyses of things, is the video footage that they get. And as she's talking about how sometimes there's things in life that we need to deal with, and there's a reason why we're depressed, and that whole little segment of 15, 30, or 30 seconds is the video camera is trained on some aerial lines of chemtrails in the sky, which are a problem. They're up there. We can't do anything about them. There's people, satanic interests are driving our civilization over the cliff. And they seek to destroy the spirit, the kernel of spirit within us. So all I'm saying is that and she was saying last night when I saw it for the first time, there's just don't reach for the pill box. You should confront your demons. If you're sad or if you're happy, those are supposed to be giving you positive feedback, or negative feedback, but it's feedback that's necessary feedback, because to let you know how you're doing. If you're not feeling happy, if you're feeling depressed, well, maybe you should change some of the things that you're doing. Maybe you should stop lying. Maybe you should stop abusing someone. Maybe you should stop stealing. Maybe you should find work that is more meaningful. That's not using or abusing people. And so our emotions are signposts. But if I don't feel great, and I don't feel great right now, well, I'm not going to avoid it. It is what it is. And I'm just going to persist in this and allow it to resolve itself. And, if it's the EMF enclosure or if it's the microwave tower, well, I'm sorry it's taken so goddamn long for me to reduce those exposures or to do something about those things. I'm sorry about that. But, otherwise, if there's other things that I could more readily change, I will, and I know what to do, I'm going to do that. But the depression's there to just remind me, you know what, man? Something's not going right here, and you really ought to do something about it. And I don't want to not hear that. I'm sorry. If I've got bad news, I don't want to avoid hearing it. So that's just to say for you, in terms of spiritual aspirants, don't turn away from depression. And don't be afraid of fulfillment either. Face it and honor your physical and your emotional sensations. They are very good judges of what your mind is telling you is the right thing to do, or is the right interpretation. If what your mind is up to is not resonating with you emotionally or physically, then you really should think about it. Think about it and just continue to get to deeper levels of analysis or of resonance with that issue until some kind of clarity, some kind of an impetus to change. If it's some very important major things that you're looking at that would, turn your life upside down if you really listen to them, continue to listen deeply just to make sure that, that you will not have any second thoughts, any remorse in having taken, any second guessing if you decide to take a fateful act. As long as that act is based on your best whole body intuition and knowledge and wisdom, whole body meaning, mind, body, spirit, then you'll know that whatever consequences come from taking that action will be worth pain, worth working through. And that's it for now.